For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Linda Nunez. If you're a listener of NPR, you're probably familiar with their annual Student Podcast Challenge. Now in its third year, the competition each January invites middle and high school students from across the U.S. to share stories about a topic they're passionate about, a life experience, or maybe even a hometown mystery. More than 2,600 podcasts from 47 states and the District of Columbia were submitted to NPR. On May 9th, one of those hundreds of entries were narrowed down to just 15, one of which came from right here in South Carolina, teacher Julie Firetag of Heathwood Hall.
I received an email from NPR, and I was in my classroom, and I just screamed. I was overwhelmed. I was so excited.
Firetag teaches Studies in Leadership and Applied Journalism at Columbia's Heathwood Hall, along with upper school head George Scouten. Their students had entered their podcast, Shoot Again, You Coward, the title of which is a quote from the co-founder of the state newspaper, Narciso Gonzalez, after he was fatally shot by then-Lieutenant Governor James Tillman, nephew of former South Carolina Governor Ben Pitchfork Tillman, at the corner of Main and Gervais Streets in Columbia back in 1903. Adelaide Wood was one of Heathwood's journalism students who received Firetag's urgent text asking the class to come to her homeroom immediately after school.
We all thought we were going to be in trouble or something. We all realized how much of our hard work had paid off, and I'm very proud.
No, they weren't in trouble. Firetag had big news.
Guys, you're finalists.
Not everyone's familiar with the infamous showdown that happened across from the State House, but one student shared his discovery with the rest of his fellow classmates, which included Avery Goodale.
I had actually never heard of the story before, which it was actually one of our classmates, Alexander Roberts, and he decided to share it with the class, and we thought it was a cool idea to make the podcast on.
James Tillman had endured many unflattering editorials by Narciso Gonzalez, ultimately blaming the founding editor for his loss in the 1902 gubernatorial race. On January 15, 1903, Tillman shot Gonzalez, forever silencing the journalist, who succumbed to his injuries 4 days later. Among those interviewed for Heathwood's noteworthy podcast was none other than Travis Bland, a journalist for the state newspaper, who summed up the relationship between politics and journalism.
You can't have democracy without freedom of press.
It is so true, and it has been true since the founding of our republic and remains true today. I mean, without freedom of the press, the people don't have access to our government. We need that transparency. We need that accountability to truly have a functioning republic.
In addition to the Honors Leadership and Journalism class, Firetag also teaches AP US Government and Politics at Heathwood. During the course of their NPR project, her students learned
the freedom of the press is there to serve the people, right? Not the government. The media, the press, really is that fourth branch of government, because without it, we couldn't hold our leaders accountable. We absolutely need that transparency that the press provides.
That transparency and resolve by journalists to pursue the truth and to put that truth in print, sometimes at great personal cost, is still very much a part of the news industry today. If you're unfamiliar with the events that took place at the corner of Main and Gervais back in 1903, you can find a link to Heathwood Hall's podcast, favorited by NPR, on our website, southcarolinapublicradio.org. In Columbia, for South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Linda Nunez.